The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about Hard Knocks and a little bit about the struggling Astros and a little bit about the Texans and a little bit about whatever the hell we want, because it's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for a Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Tyler Scott. We don't know what he is. If you want to get in today, 713-7...
What does that mean?
You know, we don't know what he is. I don't know that Tyler Cito is going to work for me as a nickname for Tyler, so I'll come up with something. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776 is your number. 713-780-ESPN. Can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. Preferred method is Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R. At AJ is the real, at producer T. Scott. And you can also text the show, 713-780-3776. And it is a Wednesday where we do things just a wee bit differently. When you call, when you text, when you tweet, when you send a raven, when you use smoke signals, put odds on it. What are the odds that maybe this DeAndre Hopkins fight is being way overplayed?
Well, he did almost die.
Yes, that would have been terrible.
What I don't like about that fight is that his helmet came off.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I'll fight you. I never understand why dudes punch guys who are wearing a helmet.
Yeah, that's...
Like, don't throw strikes if the guy's wearing a helmet. That's dumb. You shoot for the takedown, and then you just mash his face into the ground.
Right.
And it's still an alpha male way of establishing dominance. Holding a guy down and, like, holding his face in the dirt without breaking your hands.
Right.
Well, DeAndre was like, okay, you're wearing a helmet. I'm not. Let's throw these hands. Oh, by the way, like, the five closest guys are all on your team. Let's do it anyway. I was just poor judgment.
Yeah,
he's too fiery for me.
Well, and then he got put in timeout by his head coach.
Is it true that the cornerback? He didn't get put in timeout?
He got to hang it on the sidelines. Apparently, what they're doing is if you do something in the practices that would get you kicked out of the game, like a helmet shot or fighting or anything like that, you're out of the practice.
Okay.
So he neither one of them practiced, but I know
they made DeAndre like go to the locker room?
He had to go to the bubble.
Oh, and like sit in a chair in the middle of the bubble by himself?
Yeah, that's like us sending somebody to the conference room. It's like, yeah, you need to go to the conference room and stay there.
Just go sit there for a while.
Yeah, think about what you've done wrong in your life.
We'll let you know when you can come out.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much what it was.
That's tough.
But just so you know, there is there's already 11 observations from Cody Stutes up on SportsMap today.
11?
Yep, he's doing 11 every day from practice. So now you can keep up with practice and what's going on. And it's all on SportsMap, which is the world's greatest website ever.
Okay.
Pretty much.
The top five for sure.
Definitely. Definitely top five in the world. What you got going on today?
You know, sports and stuff like that. I've been, I caught up on television last night. I watched Better Call Saul.
Good episode, I thought.
Good episode. Strong.
Getting a lot more grittier, like a lot of the gritty stuff from Breaking Bad. I think.
I like the gangster stuff.
I do too.
Like the drug dealing stuff.
I'm all about that.
Yeah. Then maybe I was wrong because this week less Mike.
Yeah.
You know, after last week, I was like, they're going to start focusing on Mike. This week, less Mike. And then I watched Hard Knocks, and maybe I'm crazy. Like, you know, I guess maybe there's people who, because I heard a bunch of people bitching about Hard Knocks, about, oh, this, they just had to cram in their Corey Coleman footage, and, you know, it's like show's lost it. I love that show. I really do. I love that it makes me, it gives me an attachment to players that I would otherwise not even care about.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, it's just like, what's that, the juice guy on, Kajuice. When the hell would I ever care about the backup tight end for the Browns? But then I'm like seeing that dude with like a busted arm and he's fighting through and he's like damn near crying, but he doesn't care because he's, you know, he wants to prove that he's tough enough to make the team. I love it. And maybe I'm a sucker. I'm a mark. I'm what they're looking for.
Oh, yeah, absolutely you are.
But, man, I love that show. And you know who else loves it? My wife loves it.
Really?
She doesn't care about football at all, and she likes that show.
I haven't seen it yet. I was hoping to watch it today.
Oh, I'm sorry. Spoiler alert.
No, that's okay. There were no spoilers in there whatsoever, really.
Well, you said in the intro, we'll talk some hard knocks.
I know you watched it, I did read up on it and see what all that they covered, and I'm kind of that's why I was kind of curious to get your thoughts. But today turned into another long ass work day. I did not get to the gym. I'm really pissed. But the cool thing is, this is still like 4 o'clock. This is my best time of day.
Yeah.
It's like I forget the fact that I have been doing nothing but working to make our wonderful company money all day.
Yeah.
And then I get to do the show, and it's like, okay, forget that. Let's have some fun. But no, I didn't get to watch it. I was going to try to watch it while I was doing some other stuff, and it just never worked out. But I'll probably watch it tonight at some point. Did watch most of your Astros last night. That didn't go well.
Man. Okay. I know you've been saying, well, talk to me later. Are you worrying a little bit at this point?
I think you have to be a little bit concerned when you look up and see 9 losses in a row.
Yeah.
At home. I mean, that's just, you know, that's not a good.
The last time they won a game at Minute Maid was before the All-Star break.
And almost every loss right now is looking the same. It's like they get an early lead. And then once the game gets tied, you get this feeling that, oh, there's no way they're winning this game. And that's, you could tell it's in their heads a little bit. Yeah, obviously, and I'll stick to what I've been saying all along, I still wish they'd add another bat, even getting everybody back and healthy, because there's no guarantee that those guys are going to perform at the level you expect when they come back.
Ask Carlos Correa.
Yeah, and he might as well still be on the disabled list.
I wish he was. He's had one hit since he's been back, and it was like an accident, a check swing that accidentally turned into a hit.
Yeah, so I mean, all of that to me, the bats are, yeah, I'm getting a little worried about that, because before there were games, even the games they were winning were close, but they were competitive, and it kind of came down to, well, they left too many guys on base or this or that. Well, now they're starting to just get beat and game after game. And now you start looking at it and going, okay, yeah, they'll be fine when they get these guys back, but will they? Well, so I don't know. I think I said the other day I'm concerned but not panicked. I'm not panicking, but I'm more concerned. My concern level's up today from where it was Monday. How's that?
Well, here's the other thing that needs to be calculated into the equation. You know, if you'd asked me 2 or 3 weeks ago, I would have said the A's are hot right now, but they're not that good. The A's are good. They're better than we thought they were. They're better than anybody thought they were.
They do this every 3 years or so. Yeah. Where they show up with a bunch of guys, you have no clue who they are.
But all of them are hitting. Division. They're not going away. They're not going away. And when they can't hit, they're pitching. You know, they've got today. I'm looking at their box score right now. It's 0-0 in the eighth inning. The A's have had 2 hits the whole game. Mike Leake is kicking their ass. Guess what? Brett Anderson is pretending like he's some sort of a great pitcher, and they're still in a game where, I'll be honest, the later a game gets for the Astros and it's 0-0, the less likelihood I think of them winning.
Or if it's 2-2, if the score's tied late in the game, I just don't think they're going to win.
And you know what? The only times that I've been wrong about it recently are those 2 games against the Giants. Yeah. And really, those 2 swings, they've had 2 big hits, the two hits against the Giants that put them up. That's, you can go back the last 2 weeks. That's the only thing that's kept this from being a total collapse.
Well,
if it weren't for those 2 hits, the Astros would be in second place right now.
Well, and that's why my level of concern has gone up, is because, yeah, you can't be this bad at home on a consistent basis. And you know, I'd like to think that Altuve back will solve everything. Springer back will solve everything.
But we thought Correa being back would solve everything.
Well, I didn't think it would solve everything, but I thought it would help, but it didn't solve a damn thing.
No.
So the main thing is, you know, what Springer are you going to get? Are you going to get 248 Springer?
Well,
are you going to get World Series MVP Springer?
Well, here's the problem. I mean, this season, well, okay. This season, he's hitting 250. His career, he's a 260 hitter. I mean, it's you're not getting considerably better. I know you're saying, like, are you going to get World Series MVP guy?
Well, he's always been streaky. And remember, people wanted him out of the leadoff spot, right. And all of a sudden he wins the MVP.
In a seven-game run, that guy was great, but, I mean, I don't want to say he's not just a guy. He's better than just a guy. But he's not what people have tried to make him out to be around here. Like he's one of the core guys that, like, the Astros can't win without. I mean, the biggest problem is what they've been putting out there to replace him.
Yeah, not good.
It's not good. And again, unpopular.
Did you ever think you'd sit here and think, man, I wish Jake Marisnyk were healthy?
Well, man,
because look at what they're throwing out there.
Jake Marisnyk. Did you ever think Jake Marisnyk would be a better hitter than Kyle Tucker? So far, he is.
Yeah.
And
he was, and when he got hurt again, he was actually hitting the ball. When he came back from the minors this time, it's like, okay, guys got it figured out. Throw him out there. But now, I mean, you never know what JD Davis and Tyler White and Kyle Tucker, these guys, none of them have become, Derek Fisher, I'll throw into that conversation.
Oh, he should be at the top of the list.
None of them have.
He was untouchable a year ago, Fred. You remember that?
Yep. I wouldn't touch him now either.
Untouchable.
From the other side.
This is, and I know, and I still get people saying, Still think we should have traded Bregman for Chris Sale, which, yes, the answer is still yes, because Chris Sale's arguably the best pitcher in the whole wide world. Besides that, though, prospects are a crapshoot. And this run of – and not to say – one of those four guys, Tyler White, J.D. Davis, Derek Fisher, or Kyle Tucker – one of them is going to end up having a pretty solid MLB career.
Yeah.
It wouldn't shock me if the other three have basically no major league career. And that's the way prospects work. And you guys are so obsessed with what some scout that you've never met thinks about a player that you're like, this guy is the future. Are you sure? Are you sure Forrest Whitley is the next Tom Glavine? I'm not. Because you know, who's telling you that? The internet? The internet says Forrest Whitley's great. So I'm like, well, can't trade him. The internet says he's great. Can't trade Derek Fisher. The internet says he's great. He's untouchable. And now look what Derek Fisher is. I don't know what you could have gotten for Derek Fisher at the trade deadline last year. Whatever it was is better than Derek Fisher. I promise. I promise. Because if there were teams offering solid players in exchange, they wanted Derek Fisher, and the Astros were like, nah, Derek Fisher's not going anywhere. And the whole time I was thinking, well, Derek Fisher's untouchable. Kyle Tucker's untouchable. You've got Reddick locked up for another couple years.
I wish somebody would touch him.
You want to get George Springer locked up for a couple years. Like, how many outfield positions are the Astros going to play? They're going to have like a five outfield. That's the new shift. Five outfielders, two infielders. That's what they're going to do from now. All those guys can't be untouchable. At some point, you got to be like, okay, do we believe in Kyle Tucker or Derek Fisher more? The other one, we're going to move and get a piece who can help us now, because it's too much of a gamble to put all your eggs in the prospect basket. It never works.
Did you remember when they were putting Ted Williams on Kyle Tucker?
Oh, God.
You know, I'll make a bet with you right now. If we were to dig up what's left of Ted Williams without his head,
he could hit 140.
I bet he could.
Think about, someone said that about Ted Williams. Even in Ted Williams, I don't have Ted Williams' career stats in front of me. My guess would be that Ted Williams, I don't know how many games Kyle Tucker's been up for. How many games has he played in? 20?
That's a little more than that, but I don't know.
25? Okay. Yeah. I would bet that Ted Williams, in the history of his whole wide career, in a 25-game span, never hit 140. That would be my best guess. I'd gamble on that. I'd bet money that he never had a 25-game span where he hit 140.
18 games for Kyle Tucker.
18, okay.
50 at-bats.
This 50 at-bats. What's he hit? Is it 140 on the dot?
It's 140 on the dot.
Okay. I defy you to go find Ted Williams' career game log and show me an eight or a 50 at-bat stretch where Ted Williams hit 140. Ted Williams. God, that's the worst thing you can say to these guys, too.
That's why
when everyone, when I said...
The reason you're defying me from doing that, because you know there's no way in hell I'm going to go dig through Ted Williams'
of course you're
game
not.
Logs. But there will be somebody out there who does.
But by the way,
I bet you somebody goes, I'm going to go look at this.
That's not the only crazy thing. You remember when we were when Carlos Correa was coming up, and I said, I think Carlos Correa could be Nomar Garciaparra. And people were so mad at me. Even though, by the way, Nomar Garciaparra was a really good player for a long time. That I'd take that. If Carlos Correa is that, you won.
But there were people, liked him because he had a bigger beak than me.
There were people mad because I wouldn't say that Carlos Correa is the next Alex Rodriguez. They were like, oh, he's Alex Rodriguez without steroids. And I'm like, I don't think so. That's just, they're putting too much on these guys. And like, how many times out of 100 is a prospect Alex Rodriguez? One.
Well, not out of 100. It's more than that. It's got to be.
I mean, it's just...
we're talking about it well.
How often do they turn into Ted Williams? Okay, Mike Trout. Yeah, you can put him in that conversation.
Yeah, you might want to throw Ted Williams on him.
Right. There's people. I mean, you know, there's people who are like Bryce Harper's. He's the next Mickey Mantle. No, he's not.
Maybe drinks like him.
Maybe that, but that's it.
If that's the case, I'm the next Mickey Mantle.
And now that doesn't mean Bryce Harper's not a good player. Bryce Harper's having a down season. Overall, I'd say Bryce Harper's a damn good player.
Yeah.
But we try to put too much on these prospects that we don't know anything about other than what we read from some chucklehead on the internet. We're like, oh.
All right. We got to go to break here.
All right.
And we'll
fire it up.
We'll come back with that. But I got to tell you right now about Texans Can Academies. This is a place that changes lives. School's about to start again, okay? They're going to take in students who need help, students who have to work around their schedule because maybe they have jobs, they have to support their families. Maybe they have issues getting to school. Well, Texans Can Academies, they work with them. They get them bus passes if that's the case. They work around their schedule, and so many of them go on and graduate, and you got new students coming in this year, and they need your help. And by your help, just a vehicle you're not using anymore. Truck, car, can be a motorcycle, can be a tractor, an RV. Doesn't matter if it's running. Doesn't matter if it has flood damage. Maybe it's been sitting out there in your garage. You weren't sure what to do with it. Well, you decide, hey, man, I wanted to fix this up, but I'm going to donate it. I'm going to make that call today. I'm going to be the latest blitzer to step up and help Texans Can Academies. Because guess what's going to happen? They're going to tow that vehicle free of charge. They're going to process all of the paperwork, and your donation is tax deductible. How about that? So you get rid of something you're not using. You get a great tax deduction on it. And you help kids out. Who wouldn't want to do that? Donate today. You'll also get a free $50 gift card. How about that? If that doesn't convince you, I don't know what will. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. Or go online to HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. And a lot of people weighing in. Lamont said something that I feel, okay, 423. It was not a strong one, though.
No, sorry.
Yeah. That I admit, would you sacrifice half the city in another flood for them to win again like they had to do last year? No, I wouldn't. I'm okay with them not winning if we don't have another storm. That'd be all right with me. Chinchilla Mike says, sitting in L.A. traffic listening to The Realest Show on radio. Thank you, L.A. I'd like to hear you guys take on the ESPN NFL power rankings. I think we'll get to those at some point today.
Yes, we will.
And, you know, a lot of people were saying that they were putting Williams on him because of his batting stance. And his, but I heard his swings. Like, oh, he's got a swing like Ted Williams was what they were saying. So, listen, I'm not saying he's a bust either.
I'm not either.
Because Alex Bregman started off like this, and now I have to admit that I was wrong about him. And I hate admitting I'm wrong.
I never thought I never thought that Alex Bregman wasn't going to be a player. I mean, I
kind of thought.
I didn't know.
I thought he would be kind of an average major league player. I didn't think he would venture into superstars territory like everybody was saying. Now, I don't know that he's that, but he certainly.
He's somewhere in between just a guy and a superstar.
So but he's better than I thought he was going to be, so I'm definitely going to give him credit for that. But, yeah, 713-780-ESPN is your numbers. Here's one I wanted to get to. What are your thoughts on Ramsey saying Big Ben, Flacco, and Matt Ryan are overrated? Did you see all that?
Jalen Ramsey, that dude just needs to learn to shut his mouth.
He does. So, tell AJ that Tony Kemp is the next Ichiro. You heard it here first. But people say Trout has two of 7 years with a plus 1,000 OPS. Ted Williams had 18 of 19 of them. So you're not even really able to put Mike Trout on Ted Williams.
No.
I think if you haven't seen the comments from Jalen Ramsey, I think he was kind of doing his own sports talk show when he was interviewed.
Maybe so.
Because that's a lot of the kind of stuff that I've heard. I think if you're an NFL player who's going up against these guys, I love this guy as a player. I've been on record of ever since he came into the league, I thought he was going to be the best corner in the league. And you could argue that he was last year.
He's up there.
There's two or three guys you can make a pretty good case for, but I think he's one of them, right?
I think so. He's in the conversation.
But, man, fair or not, I think people have probably called Josh Allen trash before.
Yeah.
And his point says, well, I think Allen is trash. I don't care what nobody say. He's trash. And it's going to, I sure wish you wouldn't, at least have something close to normal grammar if you're going to call somebody trash, but that's okay. Says, that's a stupid draft pick to me. We play them this year, and I'm excited as hell. I hope he's their starting quarterback. He played at Wyoming. Every time they played a big school, like they played Iowa State, which is not a big school in my opinion because I went to Florida State. And he threw 5 interceptions and they lost by a couple touchdowns or something like that. He never beat a big school. If you look at his games against big schools, it was always hella interceptions, hella turnovers. It's like, yo, if you're this good, why couldn't you do better? He fits that mold. He's a big, tall quarterback, big arm, supposedly. I don't see it personally. I have heard a lot of people say the exact same thing. Not using the trash comment.
Yeah.
But, here's one that, I'll see if you agree with him on this guy. I think Matt Ryan's overrated. You can't tell me you win MVP 2 years ago, then last year you a complete bust, and you still got Julio Jones. There's no way that should ever happen. I don't care. You know what that tells me? That tells me Shanahan left. Went to San Francisco, got Garoppolo, made Garoppolo this big thing, and now Garoppolo's a big name, and now Ryan has this bad year. All right, well, was it really you or was it your coach? He was doing what was asked of him, and it was making him look really, really good.
Listen, I don't even know how to respond to this stuff. It's fine. Lance Erline came on here the other day and said that he thinks Matt Ryan's maybe coasting on reputation.
That's the thing. I think Jalen Ramsey is now parroting Lance Erline a little bit.
But it's like, dude, you may want to take a look at the quarterback on your team before you start talking about Matt Ryan and even Josh Allen.
Oh, no. That was because they didn't trust him enough or they would have beaten the Patriots.
Oh, sure.
He came out and said that. Said they made a mistake by not letting Bortles throw the ball more in the second half of the AFC Championship game. That may be true, too. I'm not so sure there's a lot of things, because they did get so conservative. Yeah. It was basically, we're just going to try to hold on to this, and you can't beat Brady like that, especially at home. But, let's see. Who else did he go after? Mentioned Eli. Mentioned Roethlisberger, that all he does is fling it.
Yeah.
There are some quarterbacks he likes, though. He thinks Lamar Jackson's going to be great. And Flacco sucks. Yeah, he said that. Tyrod Taylor, he says, is underrated. And he thinks Deshaun Watson and Carson Wentz are going to alternate MVP awards the next 10 years.
Okay. Some of the just to address a couple things on the text line or on the tweets, like Dustin and Drew Shirley are saying, you know, people were putting Ted Williams on more because of his frame and his batting stance. Yeah, just because someone shows up and they're 7'2", 215, no one goes, "Oh, that's the next Kareem." It's stupid. No one does that. Like a guy's coming out of college, he's 6'6", 215, and people are like, "Oh, well, that's Jordan." And if they do, we laugh at it because it's absurd. So I don't care what the
baseball
reason is.
Baseball does this all the time.
I don't care what the
reason is. More than any sport, I think.
And then Dustin says, the other thing is this, we don't know who is and not truly truly untradeable. Like AJ said, just because the internet says that also does not make it true. That's fair, but when I'm hearing that guys are untradeable, I'm hearing that from Keith Law or Ken Rosenthal or Tim Kirkjian. When you hear that Kyle Tucker's a five-tool player, you're hearing that from a scout whose name you don't know. You're reading Baseball Prospectus, and it says that, and you don't know who's put their name on this. Like, you don't. There's no one to hold accountable for that information. It's just, well, listen, Baseball Prospectus ranked him this. Baseball America ranks him this. It's got to be real. That's what I'm saying. At least when Peter Gammons puts his name on something, I can say, oh, well, Peter Gammons said the Astros aren't trading Derek Fisher. I tend to believe that because Peter Gammons has never given me a reason to think that he would just make up stuff.
It's a weird-looking dude, though.
Yeah, of course he is.
Yeah, let's keep that clarified. Hey, guys, how would you like to save some money over the next couple of months? I know we all would, right? How about by paying less interest on your credit card balances? You can refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream, and it's so easy to get on their website and go through the process. If you've got good credit, it's an easy way to save hundreds to thousands of dollars and lower your interest rate. How about this? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.89% APR with AutoPay. That's lower than the average credit card interest rate, which is over 18%. And some of you, I'm sure, have cards that are even more than that. Well, you can get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. So say goodbye to high-interest credit cards this summer and start saving with LightStream. And how about this? Just for the Blitzers, you can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Fred. LightStream.com/Fred. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com for more information.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, "Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, Houston, this is Tony Kent with the Houston Astros, and you're listening to the number one sports show in Houston, The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we're back on the Blitz. Thank you, Tony Kemp. We are the number one sports show in Houston by far. You know what?
Thank you, Tony.
We have some.
There's a guy. And well, look, Tony Kemp. No one ever said Tony Kemp's untouchable.
Yeah.
Who's the best rookie the Astros have seen this year? It's Tony Kemp.
You know what? I want to give a little credit here because Patrick Creighton wrote a column about this when they brought him up. That this guy's always been a hitter. He's just never really gotten a chance at the big league level. Yep. And that his numbers have been good at every single level he's played at. And so he kind of called it that this guy was going to be a good player. And he's Tony Kemp, you couldn't ask for much more for him.
Yeah. Like, where would they be without Tony Kemp? And I guess maybe he had enough plate appearances back in 2016 that he's not considered a rookie. But where would they be right now without Tony Kemp?
Probably second place.
They'd be in rough shape.
Maybe third.
Maybe so. And you talk about bad breaks. So everybody's like, man, we just need the A's to lose. We just need the A's to lose. Okay. Well, last night, not that you're really cheering for the Mariners.
Who, by the way, you let back in it with your four-game
sweep. Exactly.
Yeah.
And now the real thing is the Astros cannot get below the Mariners in the standings. That's, I mean, if the A's pass you, so be it. You can't fall below the Mariners, because then you're not making the playoffs, because the Yankees they're going to be a wild card team. So you're like, okay, Mariners playing the A's. Mariners have their best pitcher going. James Paxton's going. Dude is just a monster. First inning, takes a line drive off the forearm. Oh, you're out of the game. It's like, oh, man. Astro fan can't catch a break.
And that game is going to extra innings.
Nice.
0-0 tie right now.
Settle. It's like a soccer match. Extra time, it's still 0-0. In a little bit, they'll just... we'll just call it a tie.
Yeah, speaking of soccer, Jerry Bowe's running around here. He's like Mr. Wednesday now on his Sports Map soccer stuff. He like just mauls Wednesday every week.
He was out there beating his chest today.
Yep.
So Nestor says, hypothetical. This is very hypothetical. If Watson leads us to victory versus Brady and the Pats and totally outplays the GOAT, will Watson get more hype than Dak got 2 seasons ago, or will people say it's luck? Listen, if Deshaun Watson comes out and tools the Patriots in Foxborough, I mean, I think people will definitely be like, okay, this guy's for real. But if he doesn't, I don't think that means people are going to go, oh, last year was a fluke. It's the Patriots at Foxborough. Like, when do the Texans ever win that game? Ever.
Never.
Never.
But if you're ever going to get them, it's going to be the first game of the season, because that's generally when the Patriots...
The Bills got the Patriots once in the first game of the season. Like a bad Bills team.
Oh, that was going way back, though. That was like Bledsoe and...
Yeah.
And I can't remember the safety who played for the Patriots. Both went to the Bills, and they blew them out.
Ty Law.
Yeah. Then Chiefs did beat them last year. I'd have to go back and look. I do remember like maybe one other. So if you're going to get them, that's it. But listen, if Deshaun Watson comes out and plays close to what he was last year... the hype machine's going to be ridiculous.
It will be.
Because this guy...
Maybe, I don't know if it'll be more so than Dak, because Dak played for the Cowboys, which puts it at a different level.
Yeah, but he also brings a national championship pedigree from Clemson that other guys don't have. And, you know, that's going to take him to a different level. I mean, I already see more national attention on a guy like that because, he beat Alabama. I mean, that's a pretty big notch to have in your saddle. Let's try a call.
Oh boy,
let's try Phil. It can't be as bad as the call was yesterday. Paul, sorry,
Paul, sports. Paul,
call yesterday. Agree on Kyle Tucker. He reminds me a lot of Drew Stubbs. I don't know if you guys remember that name, but it was tall, lanky guy. Good speed, lots of power, really long swing, which I think is what's being exploited now in the major leagues. Tucker's got a long swing, and I said they should have drafted Benintendi over him, which would look pretty darn nice.
Would look pretty smart
right now.
Yeah,
they'd be
looking pretty smart if they'd done that.
And the thing is like there's this, you know, there's a predisposition now to want to draft the younger player because you presumably get more of his prime. But the way that the bargaining agreement is now, you get 6 years basically before he hits free agency. So if you draft a college guy, you're getting his 6 years. So I don't see any difference now in drafting a college guy versus a high school guy. Tucker's stats in the minors are no different than J.D. Davis or Tyler White or A.J. Reed at his best, really, when you look at him. So anyway, I'm not a big Tucker guy. But the two questions I have that you guys, if you get a chance to talk to Jeff Luhnow, ask him these two questions. One, and this is a pretty simple one, which has probably been already asked already, why did we not get a hitter at the deadline? I mean, this team clearly, I think it needed a hitter before everybody got hurt. And even if you had an insurance policy for somebody to get hurt, but they don't have, last year you had career years out of Marwin, career year out of Yuli. I mean, you know, Stassi was fool's gold this year. You know, McCann is on the decline. You needed more offense and they didn't get it, which was a little depressing. That's the first question. The second question, you'll need to give Luhnow some truth serum, but why did we sign Yuli Gurriel 2 years ago? Because that one really baffles me. Was it A, because they thought he was going to be the next Cuban stud slugger like Puig or Cespedes, somebody like that? Or was he just a stopgap? Which at that point you had two, A.J. Reed was a star in the making at first base, and Bregman was playing third, which were Gurriel's positions. So why did they sign a 32-year-old Cuban who was out of baseball for a year to a $47 million contract? I think if you gave Luno truth serum, it was that they thought they were going to get his younger brother, who's turning out to be a way better player than Yuli. But Yuli at 6 home runs at first base, that's a problem.
Yeah, I also think that Yuli, I think they did believe they were going to get his brother, but Yuli Gurriel was a pretty highly regarded player when the Astros got him. I mean, he was, like, as far as Cuban guys go, but, I mean, again, you have to take that with a grain of salt because some baseball writer from Cuba said so, or some baseball scout from Cuba said, oh, this guy is
bueno.
This guy's muy bueno. Muy bueno. As far as when you talk about the Astros adding a bat, I'm with you. I think the Astros should add a bat. I don't necessarily care that you get really any offensive production from the catcher position.
Right.
Because to me, that's like the one spot on the field where if you get zero offense out of your catcher, but he does a good job with your staff, then it works out. And the Astros right now are getting literally zero from that position. When they signed McCann, they knew McCann was on the decline. McCann was on the decline before he came here. It's not like when the Astros signed McCann, they were like, oh, we think that he's gonna bounce back and have like a career resurgence. No, they knew, but they thought that he could handle the staff. They thought that he would be a good veteran presence, which I think when he's been healthy, he has been that. Maldonado, I think they look at him. Why their biggest flaw they had last year with catchers was they couldn't throw anybody out.
Yeah, and he's as a defensive catcher, he's elite in terms of throwing runners out.
So if you want to complain about where you're getting hits from, like first base, right field, left field, like that's probably the three positions on the field where you're supposed to get the most production from, and all season long those have been just meh spots for the Astros. So if you're going to add a bat, add one at one of those spots, because it's not like, you know, Yuli or Marwin or whoever they're throwing out in right field any given, Josh Reddick, or in left field any given day. It's not like you're going to miss their defense so much. I mean, those are just meh guys defensively, and they're hitting meh. So if you want to add a bat, they should have added a real bat. And we talked about Jose Abreu. Like, maybe Jose Abreu was available. And I don't know that he really was available. I don't know what the Astros would have had to give up.
Teams will just float a name like that to see, you know, what the interest might be.
But I swear to God, if someone tells me the Astros didn't want Jose Abreu because the White Sox asked for Forrest Whitley, I'm gonna punch that person in the face. I don't want to hear that. Don't ever tell me that. Because, trust me, Jose Abreu is a better player than Forrest Whitley. I don't know that's like a hypothetical made-up thing.
Right,
but
now you're going to get people tweeting at you.
If
about
something
that.
Like that happened, that drives me crazy. But yeah, the Astros should have gotten a bat. And I think maybe at the deadline they felt a little bit too comfortable. And as usual, they felt a little bit too protective of the guys, their own farm system guys.
I will say this to Paul, though. I don't think Gurriel's a guy I would be going after for his contract. I think his production has been fine. If you want to complain about a guy underproducing to his contract, bitch about Josh Reddick.
Yeah.
That's a guy you need to be talking about. Because while Gurriel hasn't been a superstar, especially now, one of only about two guys in that lineup that can get a hit. And, you know, I'll take 280 out of him.
And by the way,
I like more power, yeah, but he guy drives runs in. You know, he doesn't strike out a ridiculous amount, but he hits for average. So I'm not going to say that was a bad signing.
And when you say $47 million, keep in mind, that's over 5 years.
Yeah, that's not that.
That's not a bad deal. You want to complain about what people are making. Joe Smith's making $7 million this year.
Yeah.
What's the return on that investment? You know, it's just there's a lot of guys. I mean, I don't think that number for Yuli is absurd. And honestly, that's what you pay, you know, average corner infielders in Major League Baseball. That when they got Yuli, it seemed like a lot because the Astros payroll was literally nothing at that time. And honestly, that sort of got the ball rolling of like, okay, they're going to spend some money. Then they spent the money on Reddick, which even at the time you and I said, it just doesn't seem like that was a pressing need, but they did. That was when we were saying they've got to get an arm. They've got to get an arm. And then they signed Josh Reddick. We're like, what are they doing? They've got outfielders. but even now, I mean, you're talking about 5 years, $47 million. That's pretty good value. And it, really, the Astros still, the only guy they pay more than $13, $14 million a year is Verlander. I mean, the Astros still, their payroll isn't, that's not the thing that's holding them back.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure what there is about that. I don't know what Tucker's going to be.
I don't either, but I know he's not anything. He's a minor leaguer right now.
Right, and he probably needs to be a minor leaguer for the rest of this year. But the other thing, well, we need to get to a break. We've gone way over every segment here. So
I'm fired up today, Fred.
I can tell.
Sometimes they'll tell me no when I go to Starbucks. I say I want two extra shots of espresso in my drink, in my caramel macchiato, my iced coconut milk caramel macchiato. Two extra shots. I'll say, make a little bit less milk so you can make room for the shots. Sometimes they'll say, oh, sir, because there's already four in it.
Right.
And then they'll say, we don't do two extra shots. We can do one extra shot. But today they let me have two extra shots. So charged up. Let's do this.
All right. I always wanted to work with Patrick Creighton.
Woo!
Yeah, this is great because you just go on, and then I drop a little zinger in there, and then you go on and on again.
It's much better than yesterday when I would say things and you would go, mm-hmm. Interesting. Because you were like answering emails.
Well, I was making money for the company here.
All right.
You know, come on. Listen, and Tyler, all you guys should be thanking us for you guys having jobs. I'm trying to keep that going for everybody. We carry this thing, damn it. All right. Well, one thing that I wasn't doing yesterday, but I'm going to have to pretty soon, is hiring. And that's what ZipRecruiter's here for. ZipRecruiter.com/play is a terrific, terrific website if you need to hire someone, especially if you're a small business, because it's challenging and it's hard to find qualified candidates, and everybody is going to send you resumes. You got to sort through them. Well, with ZipRecruiter, they make it very easy for you. They're going to send your job to over 100 of the web's leading job boards, but they don't stop there. With their powerful matching technology, ZipRecruiter scans thousands of resumes to find people with the right experience and invite them to apply to your job. So they're going to take care of all that extra work that you usually have to do. Not with ZipRecruiter. They handle it. And as the applications come in, they analyze each one and spotlight the top candidates so you never miss a great match. It's so effective that 80% of employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. With results like that, it's no wonder that ZipRecruiter is the highest-rated hiring site in America. And right now, how about this? Blitzers can try ZipRecruiter for free at this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/play. That's ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter.com/play. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. This Saturday, August 18th, the I Am Rappaport stereo podcast with Michael Rappaport and G. Moody comes to Warehouse Live with special guest Paul Wall. You can get tickets at warehouselive.com. Also, check out sportsmap.com today.
Get on the map.
Yeah, there's a lot of great stuff right now at the in the main spot. We have Cody Stutes' 11 observations from Texans training camp for today. Lance Zierlein did his first fantasy football ratings. He jumped out there and did that. Joel Blank.
Because he heard that I was going to start next week.
Probably so.
Yeah.
I don't know. Lance doesn't pay much attention. Typical. I sent out an email like giving everybody deadlines and all this stuff, and Lance just ignores it.
I'm the same way.
I know. You guys think you're too big for it, but that's all right. You're part of the reason why my life sucks right now. That's okay.
You're welcome. Trust me. Feelings mutual, buddy.
Yeah, well, maybe, just maybe, if you got your stuff on time, I wouldn't have been screwing around with so much on the show yesterday. Joel Blank has a video. Would you trade Clowney for Mac? Which we've talked about before. To me, that's easy. I wouldn't have to do a whole video on that.
More people stealing our material.
Yeah, I would just say, okay. Sports on the Rocks is still up there if you haven't seen that. Jerry Bowe's Bookie Busters is up. He updates that throughout the week, so he adds plays to it now. So you just keep, because like today, most of them were all soccer plays for today, and he was beating them senseless. Then we got a little story on Michael Rappaport coming to Warehouse Live on Saturday. Dell's college football update as well. So lots of good stuff, man. Check it out. The website's doing great. Really appreciate everybody checking it out. And it's only going to get better. Although, the next... somebody says, Fred, if you weren't checking emails during the show yesterday, AJ might not have said that word over the air.
Probably not.
That's on me.
It's all your fault.
That's on me. But, you know, oh well. Not happening today. I'm on top of everything, just so you know.
And if he says anything that I know, I have to run over there and dump that one,
well,
too.
Well, that's good that we learned that.
Yeah. It's a lesson learned.
Yeah, because as most of you know, we simulcast on both 97.5 and 94.1. And we learned a valuable lesson yesterday that you can dump it on 97.5, but you have to dump it separately on 94.1. So Tyler learned that. And so, in all, it wasn't a bad thing that it happened, because it could have been a lot worse than that.
Yeah.
We could have said something much, much worse that would have gotten out. And, you know, so there. I'm just going to go on record as saying me not paying attention was a good thing.
Okay. If you say so. I mean, none of that affected me.
You blew it. You were supposed to go.
I should have. Interesting. All right, guys. I got to tell you about dirt-free carpet cleaning. Floors and upholsteries, they take a beating during the summer. The kids are out of school. Well, take advantage of dirt-free carpet cleaning's back-to-school special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, the sleek, lighter-colored fabrics and carpets are in, but you got to keep them clean or they look rough. Get dirt-free carpets back-to-school special. Three rooms of carpet for $100. Give them a call now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with dirt-free. They use no soaps, no unhealthy dirt-attracting chemicals that can make you sick, can make your friends sick, your family sick, your kids sick, your pets sick. None of that. They've been doing this for over 30 years with the best technology in the game, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. 281-DIRT-FREE. Tell me you heard it here on ESPN 97.5. And you'll get three rooms of carpet or tile clean for just $100. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for dirt-free carpet.
Answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.